Trekking into the wilderness can be a way to escape modern life, but increasingly, hikers are stashing the 20th century in their backpacks, bringing cell phones with them into the woods. It's usually for safety reasons, but this trend has also meant more costly work for state and national park rangers. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Robin Marks reports.
It's sunrise in the parking lot of Paradise, one of the large ranger stations in Mount Rainier National Park, 100 miles south of Seattle. A crowd of 30 mountaineering students, swaddled in Gore-Tex and wielding ice axes, are preparing for a climb up the Nisqually Glacier. The climbers are loaded up with safety gear, helmets, brightly colored ropes, and a variety of gadgets to help lessen a fall. One group member, Mark Sheffer of Seattle, has packed a controversial piece of equipment, a cellular phone.
And if I ever need it for rescue or anything like that, it's good to be able to call in. But also, work today is having some problems, and they may have to call me. But usually more just for rescue purposes.
Sheffer says he brings his phone on every outing. The appeal is obvious. A hiker blazing the trail is only a call away from help if there's an accident. Climbers can get weather updates and avoid dangerous storms or avalanches. And Sheffer adds with a grin, he's not the only one who enjoys calling his family when he's reached the summit.
2 years ago, Labor Day weekend, I did El Dorado, and one of the doctors at the hospital I work at, she climbs also, and her husband had a cell phone. And we got to the top of El Dorado, and everyone was actually standing in line to use a cell phone to call home. It was like,
really?
Yeah. Of course, it was a really unique thing at that point, because people really weren't used to cell phones at all. That was the first time I'd seen a cell phone on the mountain.
Cell phones could almost be called commonplace in the wilderness now. Some rangers say up to half of backcountry hikers pack one. Often, though, the phones don't work in the wilderness. In Washington State's North Cascades National Park, for example, only 10 of the park's 750,000 acres are accessible by cell phone. North Cascades Wilderness Ranger Hugh Dewar warns that phones can provide a false sense of security and are no substitute for experience and know-how. And rangers like Dewar often have to explain that just because you can call doesn't mean you should.
There are common stories throughout the ranger and search and rescue community of that sort of thing, where people calling in and saying, basically, I'm tired, come get me. And that is the important point of this, is the cell phone may quicken the transfer of knowledge from the backcountry to the emergency community, but it won't allow an immediate, it's not like calling 911 and have the ambulance show up in a few minutes.
One group, he recounts, was lost in a snowstorm on one of the park's few phone-accessible peaks. They called in for help, but were rather frustrated, realizing that the phone wasn't much like calling for a ride home.
My response was, well, where are you so I can tell you what gully to take? And he said, well, I don't know what my elevation is. I said, do you have an altimeter? He said, it's in my pack. I said, well, get down and take a look. Well, he didn't really want to do that for a reason I don't understand. And I said, well, let me call you back in a few minutes, and I'll go look at the guidebook. Well, I was never able to call him back because he figured I couldn't help him, so he turned off his phone.
The park sent a rescue team out in the fog to look for the callers, only to find them making their way down the mountain. Not all callers who use phones use them irresponsibly, Dewar says. In fact, phones can save the park's money by allowing late hikers to call in, avoiding an expensive search. But there's a good chance the phone call will result in a more expensive rescue. Teresa Susie had 15 years of climbing experience and no cell phone when she fell 300 feet on Washington's Mount Stewart last summer. A nearby group of climbers offered to call for help on their phone. Not knowing the extent of her injuries, Susie agreed. She was fetched by helicopter 3 hours later at a cost of around $5,000 to a general parks fund. It turned out Susie wasn't seriously injured and probably could have walked out the next day. In retrospect, she says, she's not sure she used her best mountaineering skills in deciding to call.
If these guys had not, say, jumped to the conclusion, well, we got this on your phone, let's call. If we had maybe reassessed things and said, well, maybe we don't need to call. That was never, ever thought of. Well, let's just wait till everybody gets down and let's put this, like, heart-to-heart discussion together and decide, do we need to make this call or don't we? It was just, oh, we have a cellular phone. Do you want me to call the sheriff? Yeah.
Many hikers abhor the portable phones as an intrusion into an experience intended to isolate them from the modern world. But North Cascades Ranger Dewar only expects people to use them more, as cell phones are replaced by satellite phones and virtually all the backcountry becomes accessible.
We'll definitely have more incidents overall because people will be calling saying, I'm tired or I'm lost or I've got a blister. But hopefully we'll be able to manage those incidents in non-costly ways and actually help the people out.
Back on the Nisqually Glacier, climber Mark Sheffer is neither tired nor injured, but he does need to check in at the hospital where he programs computers.
I don't think I'm going to get it here either.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cell phone check, huh?
Yeah, I got to see if I can get a hold of work.
He's got a little problem at work that he has to try and deal with if he can.
It's no surprise that he can't get a dial tone on the wooded slope of this volcano.
And they're going to live without me today.
Yeah.
For member station KUOW, I'm Robin Marks in Paradise, Washington.